What is the truth? Daniel 12:1. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of the nations until then. Daniel 10 part 2. At that time, Daniel mourned for 3 weeks because of worries. Daniel 12. The angels learned Daniel how to pray two questions. How long? This terrible time take time. What is the result of this terrible time? The answer of these two questions bring trust and hope. Sphere. That time is limited and God's work become complete. Like my life, to have very terrible times and have pain. God knows everything and knows my pain and me as a strong person. He knows the evils causing me hard life, but God's purpose is more important. Don't forget that God always makes the good things from the bad things. Amen. Daniel 7. It stands, but destroyed the main horn and the animal became powerless. Hallelujah. Amen. Daniel 7:25. He will speak against the Most High and oppress his holy people and try to change the set times and the laws. The holy people will be delivered into his hands for the time, times and harvest time. 7 is a complete number. God made the world in 6 days, and in the day 7 it became complete. The above time is 3.5 days, which is half of this complete time. Means that God's plan becomes complete before this 7 days. The God's message is that hard times and things starts by evils, but ends after short period. Then trust God's timing and have faith to God. When you know and believe that hard is temporary, then you can make it only with your faith to the God. Daniel 7 part 8. And I heard but didn't understood. The angel explains that temporary times as 1290 days is the victim time. Happily you are waiting until 1335 days. Yes, it is longer, for you know about it and God check your strength. Then always pray to have his strength. God completes his purpose. Matthew 24 part 36. But about the hours and days, no one knows, not even the angels in the heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. You don't need to know God's purpose, only have a hope that after that temporary period, the good things appears. As like as Jesus told, every storm light appear. After any storm light appears, then trust God and his work and pray for strength to see. You see in the world that evils get success from each other. They encourage another to join them, to don't be alone in the hell. God's holy people fight against evil. Don't put God in question why evil survive. Only know that God has patience and trust on God's plan and timing. Send your glory to the God and Jesus and trust on their work. I only remind you that Jewish crucified Jesus and thought that they had defeated God and his lovely son Jesus. But God make victory for Jesus who believe have eternal life. God has already answered our questions by sending his prophets and scriptures. Then don't doubt, only believe and trust God's timing and plan. Stay holy and pray for strength. Trust God that after these painful temporary times, when you still have faith, your race in the end of and end and are in Jesus' imperium and strong joy and happy. Daniel 11 part 32 and 12 part 3. Evils make a lot of terrible things for people, but people who believe and trust the God make good things to defeat evils, inform God, good people about God, which make us nice and kind and holy. Let people know if they stay faithful, God gives them strength and wisdom to defeat evils. Be happy that God chosen you to inform God's words. Heavenly Father God and Jesus, guide us in any storm and lead us to the light. Give us strength and knowledge to stay strong in the storm and help others to don't lose you. Bless all your believers and send your glory to all your real people. In the holy name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Identities appear in some different moments. For example, in the evening of a day, you marry and become wife or husband. In the same morning, you weren't, but in the exact moment you accept, you get a new identity and adds to your other identities. What is a good wife or husband tendencies? They are honest, faithful, kind, family raiser, and supporter the family. These follows by actions like supports, make happiness, and so on. These actions follows by consequences, and all these are connected to each other. The identity contains both positive and negative. The most important is that you make the positive stronger and than negatives. Mean overcome and the negatives. But sometimes the negatives appears in our actions and make lies or doubts. If you continue and accept these lies, it leads you to unreality that you shouldn't be there. Means that you choose another path inside your real path and go lost. If you have questions, seek the answer to correct you in your real path. If you don't and continue, it can lead you to accepting unreal, which can lead you to lies and doubts. Seek the answers at God and Jesus, who answer you the truth. You must believe that your life is worthful and that don't accept the unreal about you. You need be awakened and keep you in the real path. Those lies or doubts lead to failures. Lies and doubts lead you to unpleasant actions. Sometimes you fail even you are in the real path because of your unanswered questions. Of course, you try to solve your problems, leading you to failures. But you can be failed even you have correct solutions. But if you seek God and Jesus and make your solutions in the name of Jesus and God, you will never fail. If you follow Jesus and accept God's words, we cannot accept lies and keep us in the real path and be succeeded. If you accept lies, you live in lies, leading you to failures. But if you accept the truth and reality, you live in truth. If you accept that truth Jesus has defined, you are successful. If you accept that your body is a part of Jesus' church in heaven, then you don't go lost, for the inspiration of God and Jesus and Holy Spirit is with you through the whole path. Your body is a place of your soul. then let it be a part of Jesus' church in heaven. You must keep your body clean so that Heavenly Father God and lovely Jesus live in it. Remember, when Jesus told us anybody accepts Jesus and obey his commandments is living in Jesus and Jesus in them. In this case, your identity is not caused by your actions, but only Jesus' actions for us. If we accept this, even we make mistakes, Jesus saves us and corrects us. You must accept that your body is a gift from the God, and you must accept it holy and clean, that God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit live in it. But by following the scripture and praise them, this is truth, that your body is a part of Jesus in heaven and it is your identity. When you go in your path, it can appear difficulties or hinders. You must have that ability to steer your foot or leg to defeat them and continue with your path. In the Bible stands how you should cleanse your foot with a holy prayer to keep your guidance in your path. The example is the bicycle with two different shoes. One locks to the pedal and the other is usual shoe. If you use the first one, you can be clashed on and be injured because you cannot release your foot from the pedal. While if you have the second shoe, you can steer the cycle and be safe. Sometimes you are in a community that people embrace you if you are yourself. If you only pretend and do the same as the other, it cannot be good. You must be yourself and be your real truth. Pretending leads you to unreal and lies and doubts and make you lose your path. If you pretend, you fall into steering of your mind by others. If you pretend for others' sake, you lose your real truth and jump into lies, greed, and unreal life. If you pretend for others' sake, you try to convince the other, mean that you become slave of others. But if you accept and believe on your truth, the pretending doesn't exist. Only God's lovely plan for you exists. Due to Bible, when God with his love and kindness to us, who we were or are slave for materials, made and makes us free via Jesus. Jesus and Holy Spirit learn us to do good things. Believe that you are created in peace and in God's words, and in Jesus' name you get a blessed life in true belief. God created the universes on the earth. He created human. The human sinned and human fall, but God given Jesus to restore human to his imperium. Jesus gave his love to forgive our sins. God raised Jesus from the dead, from Satan's imperium. By this, God and Jesus learned us, if we obey God and his commandments, we can be saved from the dead and have eternal life. You must find yourself as God's art, as a poet, and God is the poem. You must find yourself and let God's poem be heard via you. Therefore, you must hold the time, listen to Holy Spirit to sing God's song in correct and effective way. You must adore the God and Jesus. That is because Jesus tells that if we obey him, he lives in us and we live in him. For Jesus knows that poem God has given us, and God and Jesus expect that we sing their songs. As like as Jesus sang the God song and hold the time, he told that his words are God's words and that God talks with us via him. Hallelujah. Amen. God has a lot of seen and unseen powers. If you know the God and believe with your heart and your mind on His powers and you obey Him unconditionally, then you can see His unseen powers. You have seen God's powers in the creation, nature, our universe, and so on. You have seen the earthquakes, the storms, the sea waves, the thunders, and so on. You feel its powers. God has written two poems, one creation and second we. The most important, God shows His seen powers in these two poems, which is holy. God's poem are beautiful and meaningful, but be aware of bad poems made of Satan and his devils, which are destroyers. You as God's poem are beautiful, then by your holy faith to God, sing that His song and don't destroy it with your sins. God has patience on us and has given us opportunities to confess our mistakes and sins, but when you complain God that you should make you better, that He should make you better than so, it is a huge mistake, for you haven't understood His poem on you. When you do mistakes, misjudging and sins on real things, you destroy that song and fall in your life. But God's love is so great that you can ask Him for forgiveness and corrections and be safe. But remember that don't repeat them again. To understand God's art, we is the following this example. There are a lot of artists in this world, the poet, the printer, the sculptor, and so on. They create arts coming from their soul, which is given from the God. When you see their arts, you become inspired by your understanding of that. To understand God's arts, only ask the God to have the eye on and mind to understand His reason about that art, and especially to understand and sing His song as He wishes. Pray that Holy Spirit help us to do as God wishes. Don't believe on lies, only truth, and find out that you are God's beautiful poem and don't destroy it. Pray that the Holy Spirit remind you that you are God's beautiful poem and guides you. When you believe and accept and do God's wishes, you are not going to pretend, following lies and doubts. Churches are a place to adore God's arts. When you know about these things, then you respect others. When you see sinners, you can remind them and return them to the correct path.